You know, it is what it is, but we had a good time.
Okay, Janelle, did you just like look up and turn to your left and all of a sudden see Big Fatty in action and you just turned away quickly? Did that happen?
No, actually, but we did get to see the special chair not actually used, but we did get to actually see it in person. Like it was it belonged in a museum, you know, behind glass or something.
Can you imagine the DNA material? Oh,
not really. I hope it gets wiped down.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, it is what it is.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2536 of BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 17th of October 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I've got some voice letters and I've got a list of things to talk to you about. Yes, Betty. Hello, 20 more us. Big Fatty, what the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're 20 more us today because y'all, yesterday, I announced that it was a little show number 2555. And y'all, that was wrong. It's yesterday was 2535. So you got 20 more little show, Big Fatty. math is hard sometimes. Math is hard sometimes. Y'all, that is some of that hamburger cheese stuff I made over the weekend that I told you about. Yes, Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, I know there are some people that will be terribly disappointed that there's 20 more little shows, but there'll be others that'll be pleased as punch. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
It's me, Paul Shietti.
Hi.
And Ick's here. Say hello, Ick. Very good. Uh-huh. Big Fatty, we've got some limericks for you.
Limericks?
Some limericks and one of my own poems.
Oh.
It's a short one, don't worry.
Okay.
Anyway, Ick.
Keep it short.
Start with a limerick.
Limerick.
Please.
Okay, Paul.
Okay, here we go.
There once was a farmer from Leeds who swallowed a packet of seeds. It soon came to pass he was covered with grass, but has all the tomatoes he needs.
What?
That's very good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Uh-huh.
What about you? You should read one.
How about a vulgar one?
I'll read this one.
Okay.
I'd rather have fingers than toes. I'd rather have ears than a nose. And as for my hair, I'm glad it's all there. I'll be awfully sad when it goes.
Oh. Your hair went years ago.
Oh.
Yes, true.
Poor.
You should have read this one.
Oh, dear Gussie.
It's okay to be a bald yeti.
Yes.
Ironically, I probably got fur virtually everywhere else but my head.
Well,
anyway,
that's what happens.
Go on, you read another one.
Growing out of your nose.
Right, Paul.
On your back.
There was an enchanting young bride.
Me.
Who ate many green apples and died.
Oh.
The apples fermented inside the lamented and made cider inside her inside.
Oh.
Very good.
That's,
thank you, Paul.
That was kind of
your poem.
That was kind of vulgar.
Yes,
art short poem.
This is one that I wrote about 25 years ago.
Oh, it's an
still
old
at school, I think.
Oldie but
yes, I wrote it in 1992.
Oldie but goodie.
It's very short. It's called Disco.
Okay. Disco.
Well, I once went down a disco. Uh-huh. However, when I did go, I must make a confession. It became quite an obsession.
Uh-huh.
The lights do flash, the music blares, and I went down there wearing flares.
Oh.
I danced, they pranced. Looking false, I did the waltz.
Oh.
They threw at me some rotten eggs.
Oh.
Then, what they did, they broke my legs.
Oh, no!
My young body was full of pain.
Oh.
I won't go dancing there again.
I don't blame you.
They broke me in so many ways.
Oh.
You cannot trust old folk these days.
Oh, Big Fatty!
Very good, Paul.
Oh.
Well done.
Old Thank folk.
You.
Yes.
I hope you're okay.
Yes.
Big Fatty, hope you're okay, Poodle.
Yes!
Poodle.
Hi.
Lovely Poodle.
Hi.
Lovely Big Fatty too.
Hi.
Yes, quite right.
Yes.
Right, we'll be off. We okay. may have some more limericks for you another time. Bye for now.
Bye for now, Big Fatty. Bye for now, Poodle.
Bye.
Bye.
Y'all, that of course. Y'all, that of course is the Shy Yeti, and Ick, and Shy Yeti, and Ick. Thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your limericks, Big Fatty. That word just, it's when you say it, it sounds vulgar. It did limmer and X. It's just, it's Ick. Big Fatty is a limerick name for Ick. I don't know. We'll have to find out. But anyway, thank you so much for the call and for the limericks and the little poem. And I hope all your broken bones have healed. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. Oh, excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. I was calling with a recipe, so cue the bumper.
It's recipe recommendation time. It's recipe recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and enjoy a recipe from Big Fatty or one of his chef listening friends. It's recipe recommendation time. Hey, cook up a storm.
I think you and I have talked about this previously, through email about my making what I call porcupines for dinner. And it's a Weight Watchers-esque type recipe that I picked up off of a Facebook group a while ago that I've tweaked a bit. The original recipe calls for lean ground beef, but the higher or the leaner the beef is, the more dry it gets. So I use ground turkey because it's still very lean, but it still remains juicy to an extent. You brown the ground turkey, then you put in, I put in a whole bunch of minute rice, usually brown, because that's what is better for you, I think, than white rice, and a large can of crushed tomatoes. The recipe also calls for a packet of onion soup mix, but I made it one time and didn't mix the soup in well enough, or the mix in well enough, and I got a big chunk of it, and that gave me bubble guts for 2 days. We cook all that, and then once the rice is tender and the tomatoes have reduced a bit, I add in like a half a pound of cheddar cheese, and it is I stir that in and let that melt. It is delicious. Everybody in the house loves it, and I live with three other men. So just an idea, you know, it can be tweaked. You know, I use it for 3 pounds. I'm sure I can use it a pound or 2 pounds or whatever your pleasure is. All right, love you. Bye.
Yeah, I got to y'all.
Y'all,
that is, of course, Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call and for the recipe. And Big Fatty, was that Digger? It was indeed Digger with a totally original, never used before a bumper. And Digger, thank you so much. Yo, I might just add, you know, the old gal and Myron are on the cruise of a lifetime down the east coast of the U.S. of A. And Digger is out there in Walnut Hills looking after Esmeralda and Hubert and those darling children. And y'all, he sent a picture. He sent a picture of all the stuff that the old gal and Myron left for him. Y'all, he's going to be 500 pounds. 500 pounds, I tell you, if he eats all of that. Yes, Big Fatty, anyway, Princess Hannah, I couldn't understand what you said. And I don't remember us talking about this recipe before, but I couldn't understand what you said. Did you say it was, you called it porcupine butt? Fatty, that's vulgar. Anyway, it sounds quite interesting. The only thing that I would that I probably would change is I would go light carbs, maybe leave the rice out. And did you say that the onion soup gave you bubble butt for 2 days? Bee, Fatty, I think you just need to get your hair in check. Well, maybe I do. But anyway, thank you so much for the call. Yes, Big Fatty.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Yes! Okay! After I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, one of my regular gentleman callers sent me a text. Hey, Big Fatty, let's back up. I sent him one on Friday evening saying, hey, are you around this weekend, or are you available this weekend, something like that. And you're back, Fatty. And so Sunday night, I get a text tomorrow. Herbie Fatty, just flew in from Lost Wages. Big Fatty, were his arms tired? No, anyway, he says, Big Fatty, I'd like to come over and use the special chair. I said, come on. And so, y'all, he came over. I guess it was probably about 10:15 in the evening or something like that. And, y'all, it was just lovely. Y'all, it was here quite a while. Left about 11:30. And, y'all, we both agreed he needs to come over more often. Yes, Big Fatty, it's always nice when the gentlemen callers come over more often.
Hello, my name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
Hello, my name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago.
It has so many awesome parts, you simply won't believe how much this book can change your life.
Hello, my name is Elder Green. I would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
Dear Gussie, y'all, if you don't know what this is, y'all, this is from the Book of Mormon. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds like the gentleman callers are coming over. It does. Y'all, the Book of Mormon, y'all, it has been in Charleston 5 or 6 different times. And y'all, it starts again tonight here in Charleston. And y'all, I've known that they were coming to town, and Y'all, sure enough, I got home from the coal mine on Monday afternoon, and y'all, there's five or six new faces on the Grand. You know that the Performing Arts Center here in Charleston is only a couple of miles away as the crow flies from the villa. And so y'all and several of them say on tour. So y'all, it's the Mormons are here in town, and who knows? That maybe there'll be a gentleman caller stopping by with, as they say, with the Book of Mormon. Yes, Big Fatty, just say hello.
The Book of Mormon.
I saw Miss Lauren. You know Miss Lauren put a message on the 20 on Monday afternoon saying that she was all excited about the supermarket sweep and that everybody in her office were so young they didn't know what that was. And y'all, do you know what the supermarket sweep is? Yes, Big Freddy, it's the quiz program. It is a quiz program. And y'all, it's wonderful that you what it was is that you would these two teams, two person teams, they'd answer questions and they'd win extra time to go shopping in the supermarket at the end of the show. And the one who collected the most in groceries items and things won. I don't know if they won the groceries or if they won that much money or whatever, but y'all, it's just a fun show. And I was delighted that Miss Lauren likes it, but y'all, I didn't understand that they're bringing it back. And so y'all, I don't know what station it's going to be on or anything like that. But y'all, the supermarket sweep is coming back, so y'all, I'm gonna put it in my TV, TiVo, and put it on my wish list. And y'all, whenever it starts up, Big Fatty is gonna. I'll let you know. I'll let you know once I figure out what channel it'll be on and all. But y'all, it's a lovely, just a lovely program, and just loved it. Y'all, in my mail here at the. At the villa today, y'all, I had an envelope, and you could tell there was a credit card in it. So y'all, I opened it up, and y'all, it's a new Discovery card for me, and it's got the chip in it. And I thought my old one had the chip on it, but y'all, the odd thing about this is, you know, your credit cards usually have your name and your account number embossed in it. Y'all, there's nothing on the front of the card except it says Discovery and the chip. And y'all, then printed on the back of it is your name and your expiration date and your account number. And y'all, it says here, yeah, I've been a member of the Discovery card family for over 30 years. Big Fatty, you must have gotten it when it first came out. I did. It was black back then, but now it's silver. I just found that odd that the charger plate was didn't have the, so y'all, you can't run it through one of those little hand machines or anything like that. I just thought that was interesting. Y'all had a you know, I told you that I had the 30% off coupon for the Kohl's, and so y'all, I decided, you know, I'm going to go in and look and see if there's anything I like. Y'all, they were having a luggage sale. Big Fatty, you just bought a new piece of luggage. Well, I did, but it's too big. Y'all, if any of you are in the market for a really large piece of really nice luggage that's been used once, let me know. But y'all, I bought the same brand, and I just bought the next size down, and then I bought the carry-on. Y'all, I got 30% off, and then there was a $50 coupon if you bought over $200 in luggage. Dear Gussie, and y'all, I got $40 in the Kohl's cash also. So, yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, I sent that code, the Fall 30, to my family, and I just included my crema list along with it. Big Fatty, never miss an opportunity to be a whore. It's true. So there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the you heard the kids from over there at the Lotzel, and y'all, that was the Hort Cub telling about his experience during his first visit over to the Hara Hotel. And Hort Cub, what'd you think of the special chair?
You know, it is what it is.
Well, we hope those Book of Mormon people think it is what it is too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.